Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April the 8th, 2023. Today is Holy Saturday. This is a reading from the book of Job. Job said, "Mortal, born of woman, few of days and full of trouble, comes up like a flower and withers, flees like a shadow and does not last. For there is hope for a tree, if it is cut down, that it will sprout again and that its shoots will not cease. Though its root grows old in the earth and its stump dies in the ground, yet at the scent of water it will bud and put forth branches like a young plant. But mortals die and are laid low. Humans expire, and where are they? As waters fail from a lake and a river wastes away and dries up, so mortals lie down and do not rise up again until the heavens are no more. They will not awake or be roused out of their sleep. If mortals die, will they live again?" The other day, I found myself in what some folks might consider the oddest of online conversations. Someone asked me about my favorite cemetery ever. I guess it isn't odd that someone would ask a priest about the aesthetics of cemeteries, since we spend a fair amount of time in them, not as much as funeral directors, but more than most other folks in our culture. And I do have some favorites. Growing up a history buff in Richmond, Virginia, once I was able to drive, Hollywood Cemetery became a perennial spot to visit. It overlooks the James River on a hill. It's the final resting place of two U.S. presidents, James Monroe and John Tyler, the infamous Jefferson Davis, president of the Confederacy, lots of Civil War generals, plenty of Virginia political luminaries, and a host of other notable folks. Authors, publishers, philanthropists, you get the picture. Here in Milwaukee, my favorite in the entire county is Forest Home Cemetery. It has this late 19th century Victorian vibe with large trees, stately beer baron mausoleums, and lots of oversized monuments to other leading citizens of Milwaukee. It's, again, another wonderful place for people who are history buffs. But a cemetery doesn't have to be large to be impressive. Tucked away off a side road outside of Delafield, Wisconsin, on the property of Neshota House Seminary, there's a cemetery of faithful folks who've had a connection with that institution throughout its history. Laypersons, bishops, and other clergy. Maybe not as famous as presidents, politicos, and business luminaries, but each in their own way a witness to the gospel throughout their lifetimes. But I guess my favorite, if by favorite you mean the one that has left the biggest impact on me, my favorite cemetery is on the southeast coast of Ireland, a couple of miles from a little village called Carrigonbano, about 30 miles south of the city of Wexford. There, on a windswept rise overlooking the ocean in the distance, is the remains of a Norman church built sometime in the 13th century. The roof of the structure has long since disappeared, but the walls are solid. All around the church are graves, many of those graves unmarked. There are also graves with headstones that have long since lost any information about the person the stone was erected to memorialize. All of the carving has been erased by the elements through the centuries. There are also family plots there with graves that have been added in this century. Think about that. For over seven centuries, in that one location, people have gathered to bury their dead in the hope of the resurrection. I have to admit, the first time I stood in that spot, I had the sense that I was in what some folks call a thin place, where the boundary between this life and whatever lies on the other side of it seems particularly porous. I've never considered myself much of a mystic, but the several times I've been in that particular cemetery have impacted me in ways that I'm still not quite capable of describing. In our reading for today, Job asks the perennial existential question, if mortals die, Will they live again? On this holy Saturday, the church everywhere waits for Easter. Yesterday, we commemorated Jesus' death on the cross. Tomorrow, we will celebrate his resurrection from the dead. But today, we wait in the quietness and the stillness. Now, we Christians cannot pretend that we don't know the rest of the story, regardless of how each of us may interpret it. But every year on this day, I think of all the graves I've stood beside through the years. I think of all the folks who were part of Trinity Church or other faith communities, and the ways in which they loved and served the Lord, their families, their church, and their communities. I think of the tears and the laughter as their family and friends told stories about them. I think of the committal services where the sun shone brightly and the sky was brilliant blue. I also think of those services conducted in the depths of the Wisconsin winter where the sky was brooding gray and the temperature was well below zero. And I remember those occasions where, as we stood at the grave, the wind whipped rain into the faces of folks whose faces were already wet with the tears of grief. Over every single one of those people, I pronounced what I have come to believe with all my heart and soul. In sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, we commend to Almighty God our loved one, and we commit their body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The Lord bless them and keep them. The Lord make his face to shine upon them and be gracious to them. The Lord lift up his countenance upon them and give them peace. Amen. So on this Holy Saturday, we wait not simply for the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus, but we also wait in the hope of life together with the ones we love in God's unfinished future. Job asks, if mortals die, can they live again? The church answers, wait and see. Let us pray. O God, creator of heaven and earth, grant that, as the crucified body of your dear Son was laid in the tomb and rested on this holy Sabbath, so we may await with him the coming of the third day and rise with him to newness of life, who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.